Good evening, everyone. We are continuing with our Halacha Gems learning tonight, Hilchos Sfiras HaOmer in Siman Tav Pei Tes. Mishnah Brura famously tells us that Noshim Avodim, that women and Avodim slaves are Pturos Mimitzvah Sfiras HaOmer, that they are exempt from the mitzvah of counting the Omer. And the reason, of course, as we are familiar, to have a mitzvah Saseh Shazman Groma, because Sfiras HaOmer is in the category of that mitzvah which is positive, and it is bound by time, for which, for example, Noshim, that's our topic for tonight, are potter from this mitzvah, potter from all mitzvahs in that category. Now here's what's fascinating, that the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham standalone himself writes, because of Magen Avraham, umiyu kfar, shukiblu aleihem chayva. Here's what's unique about this mitzvah, saseh shazman groma, this positive time-bound mitzvah, Sfiras HaOmer, is whereas usually women are exempt, potter, they do not take this or those mitzvahs upon themselves. In this unique category, they do. Says the Magen Avraham that this is unique and this is particular and special. And therefore, they've taken it upon themselves like a chova, like an obligation. Not a reshus that's potentially choosing choice, but a chova is obligatory, mandatory of sorts. That's the lashon, that's the language I use, specific to one's obligation. They've taken it upon themselves as a chova. And there are those who wonder, the Piskei Tshuvos writes, that when we think about this statement of the Magen Avraham, they take it upon themselves like a chova, shetamu ala Magen Avraham, that they wonder about the Magen Avraham, shelo nimtza b'shum mokum shenoshim kiblu aleihem adavar kechova. Where else do we find that women take those optional mitzvos, which are bound by time, positive mitzvos, aseh shazman groma, and they take it upon themselves as chova, as obligatory? What other mitzvah do we find that? How could the, and what is the precedent for which the Magen Avraham says that? And not only he says that, in the writings of the Zohar Kodosh and the Kisei Arizal, and the writings of the Arizal, so he writes very strongly, Ein l'noshim l'isvar Sfiras HaOmer. That one, a woman does not say and fulfill this mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer. And the reason why, as explained the Mishnah Berurah, is because it's something that's shchiach to be forgotten, something that's regular and more commonplace for it to be forgotten. And it says that the bevada yitu, that it's likely that they're going to be forgetful, not because they're forgetful, but because of their, the whole institution of mitzvah saseh shazman groma is because they're oisek and torid in other tzarchei habayis, the needs and the activities of the bayis. So they're not going to be forgetful in a negligence sense, but they're going to be busy, torid, busy with other matters. And so therefore they're going to be yitu biyom echad, there's no doubt that they're going to forget one of the days, and so therefore you're going to come into the possibility of bracha levatel. And obviously this is only assuming, according to the opinion, that it's one long mitzvah. If we would taina as a universally accepted ruling that it's one, not one long mitzvah, one mitzvah every single night, 49 different independent mitzvahs, so what difference would it make? You forget night 8, so you'll be able to pick up. And night 10, no problem. But because there's a possibility that it adds, that it's one whole mitzvah with multiple parts within the same mitzvah, so we're scared, fearful, and worried about bracha levatalah. So therefore, that's the reason, says the Mishnah Berurah, explaining what here in the Kisvei Arizal and the Zohar Kodosh write, that women do not do it. Good. But here's Lamaisa. He says, though, you should know, Amnam, Yesh Hanoihogim Kishitas HaMagen Avraham. Even though it might be a wonderment, a curiosity, why that's so, he says, there are many who are in the custom of following the Magen Avraham. Shenoshim Kiblu Aleihem Kechoyva Sofras Bibracha. The women take upon this mitzvah on themselves. And not only do they count, because we know that you can count, for those who have lost the bracha, you can count without counting with a bracha. Mitzvah and Muvcha, ideal way to count for some, of course, is with a bracha. But not only can women who have accepted the mitzvah upon themselves count, but they can count even with a bracha. Fine, because that was our whole worry to begin with. But here's a final statement here, and this is mentioned in a number of the poskim, that when it is that you have noshim tzidkonius who decide to take a mitzvah saseh shazman groma, positive time-bound mitzvah like Sfiras HaOmer upon themselves following the ruling of the Magen Avraham, so there's a very last and integral necessary part of how that Kabbalah takes place. How does that Kabbalah take place? V'tzrichim ba'aleim lahazkir lohem shelo yishkichu lisbor. It's a concept that we call Oymer al Gabov. Oymer al Gabov means that the ba'aleim, the husbands, would be sure to remind the spouses, take responsibility and take achrayas to make sure that there isn't this inability to count. So therefore you're going to remind your wives that here, if you've taken it upon yourselves, and you should encourage them to take it upon themselves according to the Magen Avraham, there's your role and you're participating in how they'll fulfill that mitzvah today. Get a nightly email from the Orthodox Union or various other ways to remind yourself of what night it is. You can copy paste that, text your spouse, tell your spouse. You can remind your spouse. In this way, you have Omer al Gabov. You participate in this responsibility and you are a shutuf in this fulfillment of the mitzvah. And you have Shalom al Yisrael. So it's not just in this last line that a woman can not only do it but make it with a bracha, but it seems that there's a tziruf, a connection, an ishto kagufo component of which the reminder falls upon the responsibility of the baalehem, of the husbands. By the way, there's a lot of responsibilities that follow on the shoulders and in the hands of the baalehem, but here's just another one, another way to fulfill another mitzvah. I will stop here. Continue with Hilchos Virsa Omer tomorrow night. Rabbi Hanani.